Parshas Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Rosheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem V'Shoytreichem Kol Ish Yisrael.
Now where is that boy? Late again.
Hi Zadie, I think I'm late.
I know for a fact that you're late. We were supposed to start learning Mishnayos at 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Zadie. It's just that on the way coming over here, that man that sits in a wheelchair on the corner, he always stops and talks to me.
Ah, yes, Reb Chaim, a fine yid. Sometimes the man who helps him wheels him out in the front, and he likes to talk to people who pass by. Did you talk to him?
I talk to him. Whenever I pass by, I talk to him. The problem is he doesn't let me go. And now I'm late for the Mishnayos lesson, and before I was late for supper, and before I was... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, realize you just had the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim and making a person feel good. And I'm sure your presence together with Reb Chaim cheered him up.
I know, but it doesn't cheer up all the people I'm late for. Next time, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around the block so I don't pass by this Reb Chaim. This way, I won't have to stop and talk to him. Ouch!
What was that?
Something bit me.
Something bit you? Where?
My foot.
Take off your shoe. Let me see. Oh, it's just a mosquito.
How did it get into my shoe?
Because you said you're going to go around the block.
What?
You heard me. Come over here, Mashallah. Let me tell you a story. There was a wonderful family in Eretz Yisrael who loved to perform the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim. They had a guest who came. Well, it was just a guest they picked up on the street, an old man who seemed to need a place to eat. They invited him. He was a fine man. The problem was he really didn't let them get to the meal because he first had to finish his stories.
Come, come, Mr. Alexei. Let's wash.
Oh, no, no, no. I first have to tell you what happened to me today.
Could we just wash first?
Oh, let me just first tell you what happened. I was sitting on the bus. My suspenders snapped. It hit a person carrying apples. The apples fell down, and they rolled all over the bus.
Could we just wash first?
We can't wash till we pick up the apples. Listen here.
Well, every single day he came back, and every single day he always had a long story, and he wouldn't let them wash. The children were impatient.
I'm hungry.
Father said,
what should we do? Could I tell the yid not to come? Come quickly. Maybe we can try to wash before he comes.
Tati, he's here.
Mr. Alexei, Shalom Aleichem. How are you?
How I am, how I am. You have to hear what happened to me today.
Could we wash first?
No. I went to an elevator. I got in, I pressed the basement, okay? I wind up on the roof.
How did you wind up on the roof if you pressed the basement button?
If you let me finish, I'll tell you.
Could we wash first?
No! You want to leave me on the roof? Listen what happened. I'm trying to get out of the basement.
I thought you were on the roof.
You're not listening to me, you know.
Oy vey.
They had an idea. They asked Mr. Alexei if he wouldn't mind eating by their brother-in-law Michael next week, just to give them a little break. Mr. Alexei said no problem. But the next week when they sat down to their suda, Mr. Alexei was back.
Is everything okay? I thought you're eating by Michal.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna eat by Michal. But I came here first to tell you my stories. I don't want to tell Michal my stories. He's not interested. But you're very interested, right?
Of course we are, Mr. Alexei.
Well, this morning, by mistake, I put my right shoe on my left foot, and my left foot on my right shoe. And when I walked out...
Tati, the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim is to give people food. Why do we have to listen to his stories?
The mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim is to help people in any way. Mr. Alexei is lonely, and he feels good if someone listens to his stories. That's just as important as giving someone food.
But Tati, we never get to our suda. It can't go on like this.
I know. I was thinking it is getting a little bit out of hand, but I had an idea. You know that next week we're moving to a new apartment. We don't have to, I guess, give Mr. Alexei our new address. I mean, I can't tell him not to come, but this way we can sort of forget to tell him that we're moving.
Well, the next week they moved to the new apartment, and indeed they didn't tell Mr. Alexei what was going on. He came to the empty apartment, sat down, and started telling over his story.
Amazing. I slipped on the banana peel, rolled all the way down the stairs.
After like a half hour of Mr. Alexei telling the stories, he said,
"How come there's an echo here? Oh, where is everybody? Hello? Oh, I didn't notice no one is here. I wonder where they went."
Couple of weeks went by, and Mr. Alexei really didn't know where they went, and the family was able to start their Suda on time.
I guess they lived happily ever after, Zaidi, right?
Of course not, and then there wouldn't be a story. Listen what happened, my dear Einikl. One day when the father of the house came in, the little three-year-old Menashe came walking in and said,
"Daddy, watch this. It's so cute."
Let me see what that is. Oh, that's a scorpion. A scorpion! Where'd you find that? Drop it! Drop it! Drop it right away!
It was a real scorpion, Zaidi?
Oh, yes, it was. They all ran out of the house, and they took little Menashe to the doctor, who assured them the scorpion didn't bite. But they called an exterminator and another exterminator, and every time they were assured...
"We spritzed your entire apartment. We poisoned your entire apartment. We bombed your entire apartment. Trust me, nothing is going to be able to live there after we're finished."
We have to live there afterwards.
Oh, that's a good point.
Did it help, Zaidi? Did it help?
Anechtigetug! Every time they came back to the apartment, somebody would come running and screaming.
"There's one in my closet! There's one upstairs! There's one on the floor!"
And the family would have to go running out again. They didn't know what to do. They couldn't go back to their old apartment, and they couldn't even sell their new apartment if they wanted to. Someone advised them to go to a big tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. They came to him and told him the entire story.
Very interesting. Bring me a Peirik Shira.
Peirik Shira? What's that, Zaidi?
Peirik Shira is a series of midrashim where we learn the different songs that the animals sing.
Animals sing songs?
Just like we daven to the Rabbeinu Shalalem. The whole Bria, all of creation, even every blade of grass sings to Hashem. In these midrashim, we see what the song is of the animals.
Let us look up the song of the scorpion. It says over here that the scorpion sings, "Toiv Hashem lakoil v'rachamav al kol masav." Let me ask you, did anything happen in your life or as you moved into this new apartment that perhaps shows a lack of rachmanis?
Well, actually, there was a man that we didn't tell him when we moved because, well, you need a little patience for him.
It could be that is the cry of the scorpion. Perhaps instead of calling exterminators to poison your apartment, you should call out within you the Midas HaChesed and flush your apartment with Rachamim and Achnosas Orchim. It may be more effective.
Mr. Alexei, we moved. We live in this new apartment.
Oh, that's where you are.
Please, welcome.
Of course I'm welcome. What's the Shaila?
Would you like to eat something?
Avada, but you're never going to believe what happened. Yesterday, the plaster fell down in the kitchen when I was standing there. I had no way how to wash off my nose. And how come everyone is smiling?
But why we're all smiling? Because we love to hear your stories.
Oh, that's what I thought. Anyway, I thought toothpaste would be a very good thing to use to wash off my nose.
Well, they really had a reason to smile. They didn't have a problem with any scorpions afterwards.
I guess if I say I'm gonna walk around, mosquitoes could bite me?
I don't know what the shear of the mosquito is, but I will tell you.
Then I guess doing chesed is not something you run away from.
Yes. Here, let me show you the Arachayim HaKodesh. Atim Nitzav Mayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're all standing over here. Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zeknechem, Shetreichem, Kodesh Yisrael.
And then it says, your small children, the women, the gerim that are in the midst of your camp, the wood chappers and water drawers.
Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Kol Yesh Yisrael, doesn't make a difference who, what, when, or where. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam puts you next to someone, or someone is standing next to you, could be an old man on your block, could be a guest that comes to your Shabbos table. Anyone, if Hashgacha Pratis puts you next to him, you are obligated to do whatever you can to have a positive influence on him. And that means...
That means listening to him?
Especially listening to him and giving him the chashivos and the feeling that he's a human being. And if we do that, who knows how many more tsarais threatening to bite us we could eliminate.